Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat Buzzy with you today with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance. We're back with Don in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. My family and I take pride in providing you and your families with safe, wholesome, and let's not forget, delicious dairy foods. Join us in celebrating all things dairy this June Dairy Month. Learn more about dairy farm families and get to know the people behind your milk at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
From time to time, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association hosts congressional staffers in sessions that they call Beef 101. They held one of those briefings this week. Featured speaker there, Don Close, Vice President for Food and Agribusiness Animal Protein for Rabo AgriFinance. He shared some of his expertise with those congressional staffers, talking specifically about what he considers to be the unknown unknowns of the cattle business today in 2019.
When we started 2019, we were expecting to see record production levels in all three major species. So we knew we had a lot of meat coming at us and that we were going to be heavily dependent on sustaining our export pace to clear that tonnage of product. So that's been a factor in the market from day one. The second one is that we've had this developing unknowns of ASF in China. We've had the unknowns of our on-again, off-again trade policy issues and what that means for producers' prices. And then the fourth unknown is just the weather conditions that producers dealt with all winter and that has continued into spring and is prohibiting the planting of the corn crop and what we will have for a feed supply for the coming year. So we got four big unknowns out there.
And Don Close says that fourth unknown, feed grain supplies, USDA this week reducing the number of acres they expect in corn this year, and they cut expected yields this early in the year by 10 bushels an acre. He says that's a big deal.
The USDA has already reduced planted acres by 3 million acres. And that's really unheard of to do that in a June WASDE report. But on top of the already lowering acres with expectation there will be more decline, they lowered the average corn yield by a full 10 bushels an acre. And the combination of those two drivers are projected to lower projected ending stocks for a year from now by 1.5 billion bushels. So that's going to substantially initiate or drive that rationing process as we go through this crop year and this winter until we have a more complete handle on what we will have for corn yield this fall.
That rationing process means higher feed grain cost in all likelihood for the cattle industry and for all livestock for that matter later this year and into the early days of 2020. Now, let's turn our attention to a couple of the other unknown unknowns that Don Close was making reference to that relate to the country of China. Don Close says that there's tremendous potential in China for livestock producers globally because of demand that is bubbling up. Don says there are several factors to consider.
The first one is just the increase in average median income over there, that there are now more and more Chinese entering the middle class, and the first thing they want to do is increase the amount of protein in their diet. The second driver going on there is their diet is becoming more and more westernized all the time. And if you look at the escalation in franchisees of McDonald's and Wendy, Burger King, a whole host of our fast food restaurants, that's a real opportunity for beef. And then the third and the big driver and the unknown at this time is the severity of African swine fever. Our view from the bank currently is their pork production this year will drop something between 25% and 35%. We believe it's greater than that. A lot of views now is it's something between 50% and 70% of production. That has caused a sharp reduction in pork consumption just because of the Chinese consumers' sensitivity to food safety issues. And even though ASF is not harmful to humans, it's driving down pork consumption that is causing that shift to go to other proteins.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is going to be a live event from Pawhuska, Oklahoma at the Pioneer Women Mercantile Exchange Event Center. The 2019 edition of the Tallgrass Auction happening Thursday, June 20th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time in Pawhuska. Get more details by going to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Tallgrass Auction, Thursday, June 20th, Pawhuska, Oklahoma. See you there. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand column of any page. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.